Hello, thank you for joining me and welcome back to Luna Aroma. This is the 10th episode of my monthly series that celebrates lunar rhythms, marked new moon to new moon, through seasonal themes and an aromatic plant and its essential oil, such as this month's vetiver. This particular new moon time is amplified by a solar eclipse, so watch out, big stuff. As usual, look forward to seasonal highlights, a guided aromatic encounter with, you guessed it, vetiver essential oil. So go ahead, get out your bottle, or if you're like me, bottles of vetiver. And of course, look forward to a poem. This one is about the underworld and Persephone and Hades. So yes, indeed, in the name of Hades and Persephone, we're getting into that time of year, the fall, the underworld, autumnal darkness, introspection, and so much else. And vetiver and other root oils can offer support and stability during amplified times, such as this supercharged new moon and solar eclipse convergence, as well as just any time where you need some support and stability. That's, well, I don't know. I need that a lot. So it's always fun living with the mind, isn't it? But I digress. So into some themes, moon time, similar to September's moon time. We're in this time called, you know, falling leaves, harvest moon. This is also a time of change, transitions, freezing moon, migrating moon. The times of transition, oh, I know it's not great to grasp and hold, but I love the ospreys, and they've left this area for the south. And on a plus side, I could hear more owls in the late evening, so last night I heard the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I don't do that very well, but I was thrilled to hear owl talk. Yeah, it's such a great sound, but this is a time to reap what we sow before death supposedly sets in, and to call upon archetypes such as the Grecian, as mentioned before, the Grecian Persephone, who is taken to the underworld. A time to sink into darkening yin feminine times and appreciate how, with endings such as death, perceive death like the seasons, come transitions and openings to new spaces, to rebirth. A door shuts, another one opens. The plants will come again. The sun and moon will always come up. Different rhythms of the year, variations on the same theme, year after year. Now, moon times, such as new moons, are monthly reminders of this eternal cycle. As if you've been with me with other Luna Aroma episodes, you know, I love the reminder of the ebb and flow and the humanness of moon time. It's so tangible month to month versus solar time, which I feel can be really big and abstract. You know, what's your five-year plan? That's super solar versus, oh, what are we having for dinner tomorrow? You know, it's to make that comparison. Excuse me. So moon times such as new moons are monthly reminders of the eternal cycle of growth, followed by rest, followed by growth, followed by rest, right? We rest daily. We want to have good sleep. We want to promote good sleep so we can have good energy the next day. And we rest just as monthly the soil does. There's always gaps in growth cycles. And without recharge, we know there's no activity, right? When you're go, 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 and you don't get slow, 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 that's a no, no, no. But I am being serious, but in this autumnal time of transition reminds us to stay alert, be present, to appreciate things as they are, such as increasing darkness and cold. The leaves are falling, the carotenoids are really presenting themselves and leaves, etc. The leaves are colored and falling, and the ground accepts them as future soil, future the humus, the nourishment for soil, which feeds the next generations of plants, which feed the world. They feed us and all those lovely birds and insects and all the animals. So I have this quote from Albert Camus. I say Camus, right? Autumn is a second spring when every leaf is a flower. You've probably seen that through the years. I know with the internet, a lot of this this information gets recycled. But autumn is a second spring when every leaf is a flower. So we're getting to see the chlorophyll go away and the other colors present themselves. And autumn is a time of the liminal, of thresholds, notably the upcoming full moon phase in October, the point between the autumn equinox and the winter solstice. We're starting in that time to call upon another ancient archetype of Hecate, an archetype and symbol that has really captivated me for years. And you'll see in the show notes, there's a link to an article I wrote and just was revisiting. Hecate oversees transitions and crossroads, asking questions like, where have you been? Where are you now? And where are you going? And that's a scary place. And when I think of Hecate, the archetype, there's really not judgment there. It's about reflection. She's there to be at that crossroads as that guidepost to make you stop and think before just rushing off or going backwards, right? And encourages you to move on and not just stay there. And as we near Halloween time, when Earth is withdrawing from life and growth, and seasons of activity give way to seasons of seeming barrenness and seeming death, I don't know about you, but there might be some despair, some longing. And this poem that I found, it reeks of longing. But through clear eyes and guidance like the archetypes of Persephone, Hecate, and several others, this is a time of rest, a time to do what it is that we need to do. Maybe put a puzzle together or make apple cider, I don't know. But, it's not over. Life is life. There's the eternal return, the eternal cycling. And this is a time many cultures celebrate the thin veil. It's the between soma and psyche, body, mind, matter and spirit, earth and sky. These seemingly separate phenomena that are one. I'd like to think of this when you think of soma and psyche, body, mind, spirit, as phases of the same thing, how water can be solid, liquid, or vaporous. It's still water. It's just in different forms. And as with new moons to full moons, this is the time to celebrate life and our accomplishments during this supercharged new moon and solar eclipse. To harvest, it's harvest time, while acknowledging that none of what we have done would have been possible without our ancestors. I mean, you and me, we're here because of our ancestors, right? And our ancestors, along with the things we don't know, outer space, the earth, our atmosphere, the moon, rock, mineral, air, plants, and animals. That's just everything. Think of everything. The same stuff that's out there supported our ancestors. The same water. Oh, that's so cool. And all this foundational energy feeds us and future generations. And not just human, right? All of our wonderful animal friends and insects and the fish and birds. And even the bacteria we don't like and things like that. Now, I have this piece here. That some people say that ancestors came from the stars, spirit energy that became human upon entering the earth through a hole in the star sky. So why do I bring this particular mythology up? To me, it was a reminder to keep a sense of wonder and openness during this time of year. A sense of magic and that all that cannot be known despite our attempt to understand. A sense of magic. This is Halloween energy, the magical energy, the darkness, the unknown, and the curiosity that can hold that, that could be with that. And that's a scary place. Like the darkness can be literally scaring, but it could be incredibly engaging. And I think of Hecate with her torches. And when you just think of the like Halloween, like witchy, gypsy type smoke and mirrors stuff. Like there are a lot of things can be made really scary, but there are real fundamental truths we can always go back to. Life and death and the cycle of that. And I don't mean to be trying to simplify things, but this is just stuff I like to think about. And if you're still here with me listening, you like to think about this stuff too. I assume, please let me know. Stay in touch. Send me an email. Send me a text, DM me on Instagram. So let's keep going here. And we're going to go back to now vetiver, the roots, your roots. We already touched upon this with ancestors, your personal and ancestral roots. The places on earth where your ancestors may have lived. Think of us. I look at my heritage, so much movement and how this influences our DNA. We can honor this time of year by working with root oils such as vetiver and many roots, including root vegetables, the lovely carrot, turnip, rutabaga. Yes, it's root medicine harvest time. And not to be ooh-hoo, but it's the truth. The whole plant is taken. I think of ashwagandha, valerian. You take the whole plant out of the ground. You kill the plant to take the brains of the plant, the roots, the meristems. The plant will not come back unless there's something left in the ground and there's regeneration from a little bit of rootstock. But that plant likely will not come back. It's the ultimate death. But is it? Because that energy is taken and transmuted into healing medicine for us. Kind of love the plants, right? Don't you? And I often wonder if this root death, what do I call that? This quality is why some people are really put off by the aromas of root oils and root medicine. Some of them smell like decomposition. Like if you smell compost piles and things like that, there's a lovely stinky acridness to it. And those acrid plants, as a side note, the acrid ones, especially in herbalism, but also with aromatherapy, there's an acridity that's a signature of the sedative nature, the antispasmodic and sedative nature of these. It's a signature. But I just lost my place. Yeah, so put off by the aromas of root oils and root medicine, you know, the teas might be stinky or the tinctures. This is a closeness to the earth, being underground, the association with death, sometimes the smell of death like compost. And I feel this is something to sit with and not run away from. And when we really sit with these oils, and I think of sitting with myrrh as well, it's a different quality, but these matters can really ground us and humble us just as root oils can. Root oils hold space. They assist us in being with rather than pushing away. Root oils such as valerian, lovage, angelica, the endangered precious jetamansi, and other root oils, the ancient galbanum comes to mind. These help us get in touch with the depths of ourselves, our core selves, the ancestors, settling into the depths of our fundamental self. The psyche that the ego tries to belittle, to repress, to change. No, 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 says vetiver, I invite you, settle in, settle in. And let's reflect upon vetiver before our guided aromatic encounter with the lovely vetiver oil. There are many virtues of the essential oil and plant, but a core signature is cooling, tempering heat, anger, redness, excitation, hyper states, including the ruminating itchy ego, the monkey mind, as that expression is, that may often be on overdrive, picking away at the deer psyche. Vetiver and other root oils support the root chakra. You are here, supported. You can let go and get into your body. Cool down. Come set for a while. Enjoy my comfortable relaxation, says vetiver. Vetiver holds space. Its roots hold your psyche symbolically, chemically, giving all of you space to breathe. The tyrant judging mind is invited, is asked to step back and recognize its place as a defense mechanism that is not needed all waking hours. Here's an excerpt from my Vetiver's plant profile that you can access at nycaromatica.com under essential oil profiles in the read section. Oh, vetiver communicates earth wisdom that may assist in condensing and manifesting scattered thoughts into tangible reality. Vetiver helps bring us back to the earth, to our body, reminding us where we really are and what we are made of. Vetiver helps bring us back to the earth, back to our body, reminding us of where we really are here and what we are made of. Now, I've said a lot. I feel like I say a lot during these Luna aromas, but it's all connected. You know, the ancestors, the decomposition, life, death, it's all connected. And it's so beautiful. And it's time now to descend, to settle into, enjoy your body and all you are made of. If you want, you could give yourself a hug. Just wrap your arms around your shoulders and give yourself a little squeeze. Celebrate goddess time. Whether you are, you know, assigned at birth a man or a woman or a man, male, female, female, male, this is goddess time. And guess what yoga poses come to mind? I love these almost too much. Goddess pose, which is fierce. You could celebrate maybe sometime this weekend practicing goddess pose. And squat pose, garland pose, malasana, like really embracing the squatty nature, rooting down, sinking into the earth. So as you maybe sink into and do a squat on the floor, settle down, sit on a pillow, comfy, cozy and on a comfy chair, get your vetiver out and smell it from the bottle. Put it on your palm, direct palm inhalation, one drop, a cotton pad, even better. Maybe you want to do 4 drops around you on the floor on a cotton pad to not stain anything for earth, air, fire, water, and you are the spirit in the center. And let's begin. I'm smelling my root oil. Oh, vetiver, you smell so good. Not to be attached. I don't have any favorites, but vetiver is just so familiar and calming, grounding and rooting. Close your eyes. Settle in. Descend. Settling in. Descending. Settled in. Descended. Breathe in the aromas of vetiver and breathe out your dear breath. Settle in, descend. You are taken outside to a place where you feel safe and comfortable. You are near a cozy barn, one illuminated by warm lamplight, where harvested plants are hanging in the rafters to dry, and apples, squash, and corn are in baskets waiting to be stored or canned. A chill is in the air as daylight fades during that liminal time of twilight. You are warm despite the chill, wearing some of your favorite comfortable clothes, ready to settle into an evening of contemplation and stargazing. As you know, new moons of the cooler months are wonderful for stargazing. Near the barn, in a fire pit your grandparents made of field stones, in that blazes a steady campfire you prepared earlier to provide warmth for the evening of stargazing. You are inspired by this mid-season transition from summer into winter to reflect upon your achievements and challenges of the past year, and to give thanks to those who came before you. As you settle in next to the fire, you squat next to it, loving your body and the stretch and blowing into the flames for a few deep breaths. And you start to relax into the flames, into your breath, and sink into the earth, onto the earth, letting your jaw go lax, your shoulders sigh, your breath rest into your pelvis, letting go, sinking into your bones, trusting your body, trusting the earth, the sky. You are ready for the liminal spaces where matter meets spirit. These are all around and in you. The relationships between earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. When spirit meets fire, your sense of purpose is set aflame, and your personal power is strong. You maintain a sense of awe. You acknowledge your personal history and honor your lineage. You embrace the spark of creativity and activity within you. You have a sense of belonging to yourself and of this earth. When fire meets air, you honor the food you eat and where it comes from. Air feeds the metabolic fire. You honor the earth and the interconnectedness of everything you put into your body. How your metabolism integrates that which is around you into you. It becomes you. You become it. Integrated. You have a sense of belonging to yourself and all that is around you. When air meets water, your breath reminds you of the air around you, that you are the air you breathe, that you are of this earth. Blood is where air meets water, the life force that fuels your digestive fire. Your lungs bring the oxygen to your heart to spread its life force and exhale the carbon dioxide to exchange it with plants. You have a sense of belonging to the earth and all other beings. When water meets earth, you acknowledge how integrating and letting go is the primordial dance for ease and flow, how periodic slowing down and resting allows easeful integration of food, experiences, memories, how we take just enough to sustain ourselves, integrate, then easefully eliminate and let go. You have a sense of belonging to this earth, enough to let go. When earth meets spirit, you feel it in all of the liminal spaces and pauses and gaps, in every breath you take, in every exhale, in nourishing foods, in your digestion, your elimination, your bathing, your sleeping, your dreaming. You honor the need to take care of your body and mind in order to flourish as a whole. You are part of the many that make up the universe. You understand you are a part of the world's song. In the end, spirit meets, entwines, and encompasses all facets of fire, air, water, earth. It is, was, and will always be. We are all a part of the world's song. Breathing in vetiver, breathing out any tension, breathing in, sinking, settle in, descend, settling in, descending, settled in, descended. And now for a poem by Carol Tufts. This is called Hades and Persephone. Ravishing, he rose at her from the gaping earth like nothing she had ever beheld, blooming there before, his bleak shadow strangling the insipid flowers, bleaching the easy green from the grass, relieving her of birdsong and bouquets, the rose of oats blowing silver in the sun. So she let him take her in his shrouding arms, the stricken garlands slipping from her lap, and a peacock beginning to wail close above the ceiling earth. Then the hush, as if all trilling nature had loosed its rush of sound from around her, and she found herself begin to weep, turning her eyes from his untried kindness, making him believe she grieved for the temperate pleasures he had undone, the ceaseless budding and flowering, the ripeness cloying at desire. When at last he thought to offer the split pomegranate, the clotted seed slick as beaded blood in the sweating wounds she had made of him, she brought his chilly hand to her lips and sucked the musky fruit, enough to hold him those measured months where he waited to possess once more what had been lost to him. The grainy fragrance of the living world, the flush loveliness of summer, fading in his famished embrace. Oh, I love that poem even more every time I read it. It is seductive. I appreciate how Persephone is given a lot of power through the words of Carol Tufts. And when there's a quality of longing that really sits with me every time I read this poem. And I hope you enjoy the poem. Again, it's Hades and Persephone by Carol Tufts. So this is it. We're coming to the end. We're at the end. Thank you for taking time out of your day to Luna Aroma with me. Learn more about vetiver and its lovely essential oil at nycaromatica.com, as well as other articles and, of course, classes, free and pay what you wish online classes such as herbal teas and tisanes, how to make oil infusions, diffusing essential oils, chakras and aromatherapy, and much more. So as we close, new moon, new intentions, wishing you much wonder and curiosity in this especially liminal time, a peaceful supercharged new moon, and Luna Aroma time. Until the next time, ciao for now.